Welcome to the College Admissions Process Podcast presented by Prep Expert. Prep Expert offers live online SAT and ACT courses with the best score guarantees, instructors, and curriculum. Go to prepexpert.com to guarantee your child's success. Welcome to the CAP, the College Admissions Process Podcast. I am your host, John Durante, and it gives me great pleasure to introduce to you today Sean Patel, who is the CEO and founder of Prep Expert, a Shark Tank entrepreneur making a deal with Mark Cuban back in 2016. He's also a board-certified dermatologist who received a perfect score on his SAT, which only less than 1% of the population could claim. Sean, thank you so much for being here today. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me, John. And, thanks for that very flattering introduction for sure. That was kind of you.
It's my honor and pleasure. So let me start, Sean, by asking you, can you tell us about your own journey and what inspired you to start your company, Prep Expert?
Yeah, absolutely. I can go into a little bit about my own journey with test prep, college admissions, and all of that. So, you know, it goes way back to when I was in high school. I grew up in Las Vegas, Nevada, which is the 49th out of 50th public school district in the nation. You know, I went to an urban public school with over 3,000 students, and my parents didn't go to college here in the United States. So, you know, I was pretty clueless about test prep, college admissions, scholarships. I was probably like many of the students and parents listening to this podcast, which is I was a really strong student. I got straight A's in high school. However, I was not the best standardized test taker. I didn't know the first thing about standardized tests. I didn't know the first thing about college admissions, scholarships. I had a lot of test anxiety. And so on the very first SAT that I ever took, I barely scored above average. And so that's when I started to take test prep really seriously. And I spent hundreds of hours in the library between my 11th grade year and my 12th grade year in high school, self-studying for the SAT. And, you know, luckily I was able to raise my SAT score 640 points to a perfect wow. SAT score, which, as you mentioned, only 0.02% of all students achieve. Now, that completely unlocked the opportunities for me. I was able to get into some of the nation's top universities. I got $500,000 in college scholarship offers, and I even got to meet the president of the United States. a lot of people say, oh, that's so cool. You got to meet President Obama. I'm not that young. I met President Bush, but it was very cool nonetheless. And so when I got to college, I wanted to help other students improve their test scores to improve their own lives. And so I started Prep Expert, and in the very first SAT course that I ever taught, with my strategies, techniques, and everything that I had learned myself, my students actually had an average SAT score improvement of 376 points, wow. which is, exactly. It's unheard of in the test prep industry. Students went from the 50th percentile to the 90th percentile. And so, you know, of course, I had parents who wanted more courses, so I began training other instructors to teach my curriculum, and the rest is history. Over the past 12 years, we've helped over 100,000 students improve their test scores, get into top colleges like Harvard, Stanford, Yale, and most importantly, we've helped students win over $100 million in college scholarships. Now, of course, the highlight of the company is what you mentioned a little bit earlier, which is in 2016, I pitched Prep Expert for an investment deal on ABC's Shark Tank. I ended up closing an investment deal with billionaire Mark Cuban, who's been an amazing investor advocate and partner for the company ever since. And so that's kind of been the journey of me and Prep Expert. But beyond that, I mean, I'm very busy educationally as well. I graduated with a full ride scholarship from the University of Southern California. So I didn't have to pay a dime for tuition, housing, books, food, or any other college-related expenses. I also got my medical degree from USC. I got my MBA from Yale University, and I completed dermatology residency from Temple University Hospital. So it's I've been pretty busy both educationally and entrepreneurially. So I'm excited to talk about the education aspect, both my personal and my business with all of your listeners.
Well, Sean, your story is such an inspiration. I actually remember, because I'm a big fan of Shark Tank, I actually remember seeing the episode back in 2016. And I got to tell you, I felt a connection. And at that point in time, I didn't have the podcast, but it's amazing to have you on the show. You said that you were a good student, but not a good test taker, and actually had test anxiety, which represents what so many students have out there, right? They do well in school, but when it comes to taking that SAT or ACT test, they really get that anxiety. And you're here with Test Prep to help the students overcome that. Your data in terms of the percentage the score increases for students is second to none and truly inspirational. So, Sean, what sets Prep Expert apart from other test prep companies? And how do your programs and resources specifically cater to the needs of future college students?
Absolutely. So there are a few key differences between Prep Expert and some of the other test prep companies out there, like the behemoths, Princeton Review, Kaplan, etc. So the first major difference is it's created by a student who went from average to perfect. So that's me. And what's really interesting about all of the strategies, techniques, and tips that we teach our students in our courses is that it's all from a student's perspective who went through it themselves. It's not from some PhD in math who's just trying to teach you math. It's about how to game the SAT from the perspective or ACT from the perspective of a high school student, right? So that's the first major difference. The second major difference is our instructors are absolutely second to none. So we only hire instructors who have scored in the 99th percentile on the test they teach. So the top 1% of all SAT and ACT scores, we also only hire instructors who have thousands of hours of teaching experience. So a lot of companies will hire kind of amateurs who are just out of high school, don't have a lot of teaching experience. And our instructors a lot of times have PhDs, law degrees, medical degrees. So really amazing instructors. And then finally, the other big thing that really separates us is that we just offer more prep than any other company. So our courses are rigorous. They are, you know, 60 to 70 hours that students will have to put in over the course of 6 to 7 weeks. However, that's why we get results. And that's why we offer the best score guarantees in the industry with a 200-point SAT score improvement guarantee, a 4-point ACT score improvement guarantee, as well as a $10,000 scholarship guarantee.
Wow, that's really amazing. And I love how you put it. It was created by you, a student who was average and went to perfect. And I did look on your website, by the way, and you're right. All of your instructors are there in the 99th percentile, teaching the strategies from the perspective of a high school student. So Sean, I know you touched upon some of them already, but could you share some other success stories of students who have used Prep Expert's services and how did they benefit from your programs?
Absolutely. We have thousands of students, over 100,000 students now. We've helped get into college, win scholarships, and really benefit from reducing test anxiety and doing better on tests in general. But to give you a few examples of some key students that over the years have really had impressive results, we had one student, Neil Bhandari, who got $1.4 million in college scholarship offers after taking our programs. Yeah, it's crazy. So, I mean, he improved his score 250 points after taking our SAT courses. And he really wanted to just, get financially rewarded for his SAT scores. So he applied for as many scholarships as possible, as many colleges that offered merit-based scholarships. He ended up getting, $1.4 million in college scholarships. He went to Vassar College. He didn't have to pay a dime for tuition, housing, books, food, or any other college-related expenses. Another great case study for those of you who are interested in getting that top top SAT score, that perfect score we talked about. We've had dozens and dozens of students over the years do it, but Selena Podell is one student who really stands out because she was actually in one of my SAT courses that I taught. And then, she emailed me after the course that she got a perfect score. She had improved it, I think it was like 230 points, and it completely changed the trajectory of her life. She went to University of Virginia on a full scholarship, and we actually hired her to become an instructor later on because she had got a perfect score herself. So that was a really cool continuity. A student becomes the instructor after she got a perfect score herself. and then one more example, just for those of you that are really interested in going to those top schools. So we had one student who got into Stanford, Harvard, MIT, and Yale. And she also played tennis. And you know what? She actually didn't start her SAT prep until senior year. So I know a lot of parents think, you know, it's too late in 12th grade because college applications are due in November, December, et cetera. But, you know, I didn't get my perfect score actually until October of 12th grade. That's what I took the October administration of the SAT. So it's never too late for those of you listening and thinking it's too late to do your prep if your student's becoming in 12th grade or not. Obviously, I'd recommend starting earlier, you know, 9th, 10th, 11th grade. But if your student's in 12th grade, you could still pull it off. I've done it myself and we've had plenty of students do it.
Well, I appreciate those examples. And my God, over 100,000 students have come through Prep Expert. And that's why I felt the connection with you. And again, I'm so happy that you're here because I know that you're going to help many students and their parents who are listening to this podcast. So could you walk us through the various services and resources that Prep Expert offers and how these resources help students prepare for standardized tests and enhance their overall college applications?
Absolutely. Yeah. So I can talk about the different offerings of services and how that can help your particular students. So the first big bucket of services that we offer at Prep Expert are SAT courses. So what's interesting about our SAT courses, unlike a lot of the test prep companies out there, is almost all of them are live online. So you're actually attending live with an instructor, getting to ask your questions about the homework, the practice exams, etc. Now, the way that our courses are structured are we typically have a 6-week course. We also have a little bit longer 8-week courses and some shorter 4-week courses. But usually students are going to meet twice a week in a Zoom classroom, Zoom for Education classroom with an instructor. And then once a week on the weekends, they'll take a practice exam to measure their performance and track their progress throughout the course. So that's the first big bucket is SAT courses. The next big bucket is ACT courses. So we have the exact same structures, 6-week courses, 8-week courses. We do have some self-paced video courses. I know a lot of parents here are like, well, my student can't attend because they're so busy with high school. We do have a lot of courses that are video-based if you're looking for that. But I always encourage the live if you can, because your student can ask all of their particular questions to our instructors. We have over 100 course schedules per year. There's courses starting every single week. And there's courses on Saturdays, Sundays, if you can't make the weekdays work, evenings. We really try to accommodate high school students' busy schedules. And then, of course, the most popular time to take our courses is in the summer because students are out of school and they have a little bit more time. So those are the two big buckets, SAT courses, ACT courses. We do offer some PSAT courses as well, which the PSAT is super important to help your student not only get ready for the SAT because it's the pre-SAT, but more importantly, a lot of students out there, I'm betting, are going to be able to qualify for national merit, and that will help them earn, you know, six-figure scholarship offers in terms of half tuition and full tuition scholarships out there. So there's PSAT courses as well. Now, some of the parents listening might say, well, you know, my student is really looking more for something that's one-on-one rather than in a classroom format, one-to-many students, right? And so we do offer one-on-one tutoring with all of our 99th percentile tutors who have scored in the top 1%. And what's great about our one-on-one tutoring is we have SAT tutoring, ACT tutoring, PSAT tutoring, but we also have tutoring for all kinds of other standardized tests and academic subjects. So maybe your student needs tutoring for AP calculus or AP chemistry or some other AP class. We've got tutoring for it. Maybe they need tutoring for just general mathematics or geometry or English or public speaking even. We have tutors for it. So if you're looking for that one-on-one tutoring in a one-on-one Zoom format so your student can get their personalized weak areas focused on, then we have that as well. We do have some larger items which, you know, if students are looking for absolutely everything, which is a lot of our high achieving students, we do have something called All Access, which will allow students to get access to all of our courses, SAT, ACT, PSAT, all of our tutoring. It'll get them academic coaching. You'll get to attend monthly masterminds with me, scholarship summits with me, where we talk about how to win scholarships. We've got a $10,000 scholarship guarantee on it. So we've got a lot of different services out there. We do offer some college admissions consulting as well. So there's just so many different services that Prep Expert offers. But if you're looking for your bread and butter test prep, there's no better company than Prep Expert.
Well, thank you so much for the overview of your various services. It really sounds like you have something for everyone, whether they need one-on-one tutoring for a course or they want that help with the standardized test. And of course, I'm going to put the affiliate link in the show notes so that people could gain more information again from that affiliate link. So Sean, how do you measure the effectiveness of your test prep programs? And do you have any other data or statistics that demonstrate the positive impact Prep Expert has had on so many students' test scores and college admissions outcomes?
Absolutely. So the way that we measure the test prep outcomes is it's very objective, meaning that, you know, we actually do a full-length practice SAT exam every single week in all of our SAT courses. That is from the College Board. That's the company that publishes and creates the SAT. So we're able to measure throughout those 6 weeks or 8 weeks or however long a student's course is, exactly how much they're improving from test one to the final test in the course. And we do the same thing with the ACT in that we give a full-length ACT Inc., which that's the company that makes the ACT exam every single week. So we're able to measure how much did a student really improve from test one to the end of the course. And then on top of that, we ask that students also report back their official scores on the SAT and the ACT. And what we've seen over the years is that the average SAT score improvement in our courses is 200 points. So that's amazing, right? So if your student is scoring 1200 right now on the SAT, we should be able to get them to at least a 1400, which completely changes their opportunities for college admissions, scholarships, etc. And for the ACT, we found that the average ACT score improvement throughout our courses and after our course on the official exam is 4 points. So let's say that your student is scoring a 29 right now on the ACT, we should be able to get them to a 33, which again will completely open up their college admissions and scholarship opportunities. Now, in terms of statistics on how we've helped students get into colleges and scholarships, that is, we have to send out surveys because a lot of students are taking it in 9th grade, 10th grade, 11th grade, so they're not getting their scholarships and college admissions until much later in 12th grade. But we always have students report back in those surveys and report back by emails and SMS messages. This is actually my favorite part of the company about, you know, I just got into Harvard, Stanford, Yale, MIT, USC, UCLA, I mean, Berkeley, every single top school, right? So that's a given. But what I'm actually more proud about is helping our students, we've calculated this now, win over $100 million in college scholarships. Wow. Now,
That's amazing.
They've reported to me. I'm sure it's beyond that, but $100 million, like we talk about, you know, college tuition is just sky high now. Everyone knows it's up, I think, 1200% over the last 40 years, just keeps getting more expensive. And so what I tell students is use these test scores, use all the hard work that you've put in with test prep, with your high school GPA, with your extracurriculars to really get paid out on it and try to go to college, you know, debt-free if you can, or at least for as low cost as you can, if possible, you know, and for a lot of our high achieving students, that has been possible. I mentioned the student got over $1 million, but we have plenty of students who get $500,000 in college scholarships, $250,000, 100,000 plus. And so, you know, I can't think of a better ROI than where you could spend, you know, $600, $700, $800 on a test prep course and you get $100,000 back in college scholarships. I mean, there's just no better investment out there.
Well, you're right. And, you know, we think about test prep as part of the admission process, but something that we don't talk about as much is the fact that you could get so many scholarships for it. So thank you so much for that insight. And Sean, as an affiliate marketer for Prep Expert myself, I want to ensure that my listeners understand the value and benefits of your company. How would you describe the advantages of partnering with Prep Expert and utilizing your resources for students going through the college admissions process? And I know you touched upon this a lot, but because this is an affiliate relationship, I just want to ask that question again for my listeners.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, I want to make sure that, you know, if your listeners, some of them do decide to sign up for Prep Expert, that they feel confident in the decision that they've made. So the real benefits, I'll just outline them one by one for everyone. So the first benefit is, you know, if you sign up for Prep Expert, whether it's our courses, our tutoring, or any of our other services, you know, the first thing we're going to help you with is help your student improve their SAT or ACT or both scores, right? And so we're going to improve your test scores. Now, what does that do for your student in terms of benefits? One is it opens up a whole new realm of college admissions possibilities. You know, I know that a lot of colleges are going test optional, and there's been a lot of confusion about that. And I'm sure you've touched a ton about that in this podcast before. But let me just tell you, NYU just put out their admission stats and their test optional, and their average student getting in had a median SAT score of 1540. So, you know, even if colleges are test optional, quote unquote, you know, they're still accepting students with high test scores. So super, super important. So that's college admissions, test score improvement. Next big benefit I've touched on just briefly, you know, is the scholarship opportunities. And I think this is actually a bigger opportunity sometimes than even the college admissions, because there are over $5 billion in merit-based scholarships awarded annually to students. What's merit? That's your high school GPA and your test scores. And so if your student doesn't have a test score, they're not going to be considered for all of these different scholarships out there. There's so many universities that would be willing to give your student a quarter tuition, a half tuition, a full tuition scholarship, all because they have good grades, which I'm sure most of the parents listening to this podcast, your students have good grades, and they have a high test score. So that's the key piece that's missing for a lot of these students, right? And then beyond that, you know, I think one of the big benefits of going with Prep Expert is that we teach beyond just test prep. What do I mean by that? I mean that we teach you studying skills, we teach you time management skills, and we teach you how to be productive, effective, and inspired. And so these are all kind of soft skills, as people might call them, but I think they're super important and even more important in terms of, you know, your child's future career, in terms of how do you get motivated for all of this stuff? How do you manage all your time between high school, test prep, you know, extracurricular activities, sports? High school students are super busy. How do you study effectively? Like, we really teach students how to study. I think the failure of a lot of high schools is they expect students to study, but no one ever teaches you how to study. You know, how long should you be studying? What period should you be studying for? How do you actually go through the material? What methods should you use, et cetera? They kind of just leave students to go on their own. So you learn all of these things that will then, we always have students say, well, you know, what I learned at Prep Expert, I'm able to apply to my AP courses, or I'm able to apply to my English classes, or it helped me even in college, or it helped me in the GRE, it helped me on the GMAT. Like, it goes well beyond just SAT and ACT. So I think those are all the benefits that you can expect to get if you decide to enroll your student at Prep Expert.
Well, this has been an amazing conversation, and there's definitely something for everyone at Prep Expert. Sean, it's been an honor to have you. And this leads us now to our last question, which is, what other advice would you give to students who are just beginning their college admissions journey?
Oh, absolutely. So the advice that I give to parents and students who are beginning their college admissions journey is start earlier, start sooner than you think. So I know a lot of people don't start thinking about college admissions and scholarships until 12th grade. I kind of touched on this before. But your college resume and your college activity list really starts in ninth grade. And so you've got to start with all of this stuff, whether it's test preparation, whether it's your high school GPA, whether it's extracurricular activities, community service, leadership. You want to start planning it out from ninth grade, 10th grade, 11th grade. You know, if you wait till 12th grade and you try to add a bunch of activities, try to do all your test prep, do all your college admissions essay, a lot of times it's too late. And so, you know, some people can pull it off that way, but I always say start earlier. You know, just to give a great example of why you should start earlier, a lot of high school counselors out there will say, well, you know, you should really do your test prep for the SAT in spring of your junior year. Why? Spring of your junior year is super busy for high school students, right? You've got prom, you've got AP exams, you've got final exams, you might have spring sports. That's a super busy time and it's super late. And why is it super late? Because if you wait until spring of your junior year to get started with all of this stuff, you've already missed the PSAT, which happened in October of 11th grade, right? And if you miss the PSAT, then you won't have any opportunity to try to get national merit, which could open up. I mean, I love the PSAT because in literally a 2.5 hour exam, your student can earn six-figure scholarships to over 100 universities offer half tuition and full tuition scholarships. So really, you should be starting in 9th grade, 10th grade with all this stuff so you can get ready for the PSAT, get ready for the summer SAT, do all this other stuff. And then that's just at test prep. There's so many other things that you've got to, you know, start earlier extracurriculars, as I mentioned. I'm not trying to overwhelm all the listeners and parents out there, but my advice would be so that you don't get overwhelmed, try to get started on this stuff as early as possible and don't wait until the last minute and procrastinate on it.
Well, that's great advice to start early. 9th grade is the perfect example. Number one, to build upon your activity sheet, but also to develop that transcript and build ramps over your years in high school. And of course, if you wake up in senior year and say, oh, what activities have I done? And you haven't done any, it's not going to look so great that you add 10 activities in senior year and you had nothing prior. But very important, you talked about the PSAT. You should start prepping early for the PSAT because, like you said, that's where you're going to have the opportunity to hopefully become a national merit scholar, which, of course, allows you to get thousands and thousands of dollars in scholarships. Sean, this has been a phenomenal conversation. I'm so happy that we finally got to meet and that we're working together. Thank you so much. I do hope to have you again soon. You're awesome.
Yeah, thank you, John. This was a pleasure. I hope people got a lot of value out of it, and feel free to reach out to Prep Expert. We're looking forward to working with your kids.
Thank you so much, Sean, and good luck to everyone through the college admissions process. Take care. Thank you for joining us on this episode of The CAP, the College Admissions Process Podcast. We hope you enjoyed the show. If you did, please don't forget to tell a friend and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and wherever you listen to your podcasts. I am your host, John Durante, and I look forward to seeing you on the next episode of The CAP.